Bloomington clinical health psychologist Linda Brown has treated people with unseen illnesses for years. She saw reports of COVID-19 infections and persisting symptoms in 2021.
And I thought, oh, wow, if the numbers are going to be like that, they're going to be really big here in Indiana. And maybe a group like the group that I've been running for women with invisible illness will be needed.
She started the first round of an online group this year, specifically for people living with long COVID. She teaches patients to advocate for themselves and to use energy management techniques. The U.S. Department of Health issued guidance that long COVID can be a disability under the Americans with Disabilities Act in 2021. But Brown says not everyone has access to the health care they need to start making a recovery.
You know, I've had people that I've worked with who have said, I went to my doctor and said, I think I've got long COVID. And they said, oh, I'm not really finding that to be a thing. And of course, that was devastating to the person I was working with because he was suffering a great deal.
Susie Smith is one of Brown's patients. She had to stop working after her second bout of COVID. Since 2021, she's had shingles twice, Bell's palsy, extreme fatigue, and seizures.
And nobody was talking about long COVID yet. But I was having these bouts of fatigue that were keeping me out of work for a couple of days at a time.
That was huge for Smith, who used to juggle work at a law firm, exercise, and taking care of five kids. She got her law degree from IUPUI in 2017 at 33 years old and wasn't ready to put her career on hold. Because of the seizures, Smith hasn't driven since August 2021.
And I'm supposed to be the caregiver. I'm supposed to be the one that does everything, and it's really, really hard.
She and her family kept looking for answers, but ready access to doctors and treatments aren't quickly available in Ladogo, where she lives.
It took from all of 2021 until about November when they started popping up with these long COVID clinics, and I was like, I need to get into one of those.
At Cleveland Clinic in 2022, she was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, which her neurologist says is a result of COVID. Now she stays home doing chores when she's able, caring for the dog her husband got her.
You gotta lay down. Sit. You gotta sit down.
Her seizures have subsided some since. Another of Brown's patients, Yvonne Thompson, also had to stop working after she got COVID in 2020.
As the weeks went on, I had trouble, difficulty going upstairs. My heart rate would just out of nowhere get erratic, skyrocket. And I just had this horrible fatigue, and I ended up on FMLA.
A cardiologist diagnosed her with COVID postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. Thompson is grateful her physician took her seriously and that she was able to access specialists to help her get better. She had to devote herself to decreasing inflammation in her body, eating on a strict diet, and limiting her social and workloads. Now Thompson can work part-time. Thompson and Smith describe themselves as caretakers and community members who were always on the go before.
My 2019 self versus my 2023 self were different people.
Thompson says mental health counseling with Brown has been essential to her treatment, dealing with the PTSD and grief that came with her illness.
There's some stigma attached to saying, oh, you have PTSD because of a virus, and it's not like an event that caused the PTSD, it's the actual physiological impact this virus had on my body and my brain that caused this response. And I had a hard time wrapping my mind around that.
She thought PTSD just affected people who had served in combat or had been victims of terrible crimes. Brown says more multidisciplinary clinics should open so that people living with long COVID don't have to seek treatment so many different places.
I think that one thing that may be helpful if everyone is aware that there may be people in their social circles who are silently living with long COVID. What to do about that? I'm not sure, other than be as open as possible to talking to people who have had COVID and are reporting lingering symptoms.
She's got a second round of the long COVID therapy group going now with seven members, and will be taking more patients for a third round of the group in September. For WFIU News, I'm Ben Taboutier.